Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever you prefer. We're recording live from beautiful downtown Dubois. Today, we have a very special show for you for Police Appreciation Day. We have Officer Gornati and Officer Thompson from the new City Police Department. Officer Gornati came from the former Sandy Township PD, and Officer Thompson came from the old City PD, which is now the new City PD. And we're the newest city in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it's an exciting time. And I'm anxious to hear what they have to say. And of course, we're happy to show our appreciation to them. So welcome to the show, Officer Gornati and Officer Thompson.
Morris.
We're going to go ahead to a commercial and then we'll get right to the questions.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
So, folks, if you're just joining us, we're Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7. You're listening to The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and today we're recognizing Police Appreciation Day, and we're honored to be joined by both Officers Gornati and Thompson of the new City Police Department. Thank you guys for being here today, and of course, thank you for your service to our community. I wanted to ask, what does something like Police Appreciation Day mean to you guys in your department?
I think we get a lot of community support throughout the year. It's nice that there's a special day for it. Days like today kind of put a little pep in your step, I guess, with a little bit extra community support. But we greatly appreciate it from everybody.
So do you think days like this make a difference for officers?
Yeah, I think they do. It's nice, you know, typically when we're called, it's somebody who was in a traffic accident or they have some sort of issue going on that we're called to try to help them navigate through. So days like this, it's nice to be able to show up and interact with the community on more of a positive note and get to know each other and, you know.
Yeah, I guess it gives you a balance. You're not always cuffing and stuffing. You're sometimes helping, and it's nice to have a smile instead of a frown, I'm sure. Everybody always asks you guys, I'm sure you've been asked this many times, what inspired you guys to pursue a career in law enforcement?
I come from a long line of police officers. My cousins, my brother is a state trooper. My uncles were police officers, so I guess I just kind of fell in line with it.
Ah, mine was the phone company. My dad, my grandmother, and my great-grandfather all worked for the telephone company, so they insisted that I go to the telephone company, and I was there for 15 years. So I understand what you mean. It's a family heritage. How about you, Officer Thompson?
Same thing. I have family that was in the military. I kind of grew up, like a lot of kids did, playing cops and robbers. And, as I got older, I learned about the DEA and the FBI and all the neat things that you can get into. So that was just kind of a path that I wanted to go down. I knew that it was a very dynamic job. You're out and doing different things and interacting with people. And then I also have family that's in the state police. My wife's a state trooper. My brother's law enforcement down in Pittsburgh. So just kind of have that connection. We all kind of went to the same direction. And again, the dynamic of the job is what kind of drew me to it.
Well, you definitely are saturated with law enforcement, that's for sure. Was there anybody that specifically influenced your decision? Like I said, my dad said I had to go to the phone company. Did you have somebody say, you darn well better be a policeman?
I did not. Actually, I worked for an insurance company prior to being a police officer. My brother got in and also worked for Sandy Township, and then ultimately went to the state police. He influenced me a lot into making that decision of going to the law enforcement side. Sitting behind a desk was slowly killing me. So going to the law enforcement side was a good answer for me.
That's hard on the waistline, sitting at a desk all day. At least now you're moving around. How about you, Officer Thompson? Did you have somebody specifically push?
Nobody specifically. I have my degree was in criminology with a minor in psychology, so I learned a lot about it. But then growing up, I had family that did a lot of construction, things like that. I was actually a welder. I welded before getting into this career field. And welding, especially with gas, oil, those kind of things, it can be kind of unstable sometimes in the fluctuation of markets and people's jobs. So, you know, with my wife being in the state police and having other family members that were in law enforcement, I knew, you know, the benefits of the job. I also knew what it came with, but that was kind of what pushed me that direction.
Well, that is interesting. And I got to ask you a follow-up with that. With you in the insurance business and you doing welding and construction, have those former jobs helped you at all in police work?
I would say insurance, definitely. You know, I could have a conversation with a brick wall, to be honest with you. And being a salesman, you know, you have to have that art of communication. And that has helped me tremendously in my job.
And I would imagine construction has helped you as far as knowing how to get into houses and rescuing people or things like that.
Yeah, I mean, specifically with welding, there's a lot of people that are in the trade of welding. There's a high standard to be met for welding, especially with the X-ray in the testing of welds and structural regulations and stuff. So just coming, like, the pressure of that kind of carried over. I mean, if you can pass some of the weld tests and deal with some of the things that you have to deal with, then I felt like that kind of helped. I was able to come here and meet standards as well.
Yes, and you understood a lot of engineering dynamics with different things that you had to deal with. So that evidently would have been a big help. I'm curious to hear if both of you felt the job turned out like you expected, or did you have some surprises?
It's not what I expected. But it's what I knew could happen. You know, it's ever changing from when I first started to now. It's a different world. Everything is technology based, where when I first started, Sandy Township had a typewriter when I first started. And not to say that went away too many years ago, but but everything is more technology based now than anything, which causes a lot of expenses.
And technology has probably helped in many areas. I know it's really transformed law enforcement. With my dad being a fireman, we always had a scanner, and I used to love listening to all the calls. And you know, in the 80s and even in the early 90s, a big part of a policeman's job was delivering messages. People would be in their backyard all day long, working in the garden, or maybe they're painting their house. And before cell phones, people couldn't get a hold of their family if there was an emergency, a car accident or a death. So they used to often call the police and say, would you go see if my parents are in the backyard and tell them to call me? Our brother was in an accident and they need to go see him. And that has pretty much gone to zero, I would imagine, because now everybody has their cell phones.
Those calls are still there, of course, especially with the older generation that this area has. So we do still get those calls, probably not as prevalent as they were in the 70s, 80s, but we do still get a lot of those calls.
That's interesting. And I guess a lot of the older people are resistant to carry them with them like we do. Yeah. I don't go to bed without my phone sitting next to me. And I know my parents were very resistant, and I'm often annoyed when I'm trying to get my mother and she's left her phone in the car. But she's learning. It takes a while. I'm curious about if there's any part of the job that you think the public really doesn't fully understand, or maybe they don't even realize. Like, I bet they weren't thinking you guys are still trying to go deliver messages to people that can't be reached.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that we do that people don't fully understand. You know, you always see, oh, the police officer went through an intersection, or maybe they did or didn't use their lights or whatever it may be. And just to touch on that, when I don't think people realize that when you're in a police car and you have lights and sirens on, that, I mean, it's just as hazardous as that those people might crash into you, because people kind of get overwhelmed by that car approaching them. Numerous times throughout my career, I've had people nearly wreck into me as I'm trying to get somewhere for a call that would require me to go lights and sirens. So, you know, sometimes we're trying to get to a certain place that we need to get there a little quicker than normal. And, you know, we make the decision, hey, we're not going to go full lights and sirens to get there because it can cause an issue. So, you know, there's times where we have the ability to gauge the risk to the public, but also trying to get to where we're going. So I think people misunderstand that everything that we're trying to do is to try to make sure that we arrive where we're trying to get to safely and also not put the general public in any sort of jeopardy. So
that certainly makes sense. There's probably situations where you don't want the perpetrator to hear your light or hear your siren from a couple blocks away. It gives them an opportunity to take off.
Right.
So thanks for mentioning that. That certainly makes sense. How about a typical day? I'm thankful that I'm not in Philadelphia or even Pittsburgh, where I'm not scared to death to, unfortunately, maybe leave my car unlocked overnight, which my wife is teaching me is a stupid thing to do, and I'm slowly learning. But we have a real sense of security here, sometimes maybe too much, like not locking doors and what have you. But what would a typical day look like for the two of you? Is there such a thing as a typical day?
I wouldn't say that there's a typical day. You know, we deal with the worst of the worst to some very easy stuff throughout the day. And you just don't know what the day is going to bring. So to have a typical day, it's not really in this job. You need to be prepared for, again, the worst of the worst, but also be able to prepare for getting a lot of calls throughout the day that may not turn into anything, but we still have to respond to them and make phone calls and things like that for, you know, the entire shift that we're here.
That certainly makes sense. And you don't have any control over it. So you don't know if your next call is a bank robbery or having to go tell my mother to call me back because I haven't heard from her for 4 hours. So thanks for sharing that. Do you guys have anything in particular that you enjoy about serving this community, the new city of Dubois?
I think there's lots of benefits to it. I mean, like Officer Gennady just said, you have a range of calls that you can handle, but it is always nice. You may go to a vehicle crash where maybe somebody got injured or hurt, and then you have to be able to compartmentalize that and move to the next thing. So it's always fun when you get to go to the community events. You get to interact with the kids and let them crawl through the cars and let them see all the cool stuff and push the buttons. And that's a good way for us to kind of connect with people and kind of humanize what it is that we're doing. You know, it's a skill in itself to be able to compartmentalize from, you know, having a tough situation to having an easy situation. So it's fun to get out, interact with people and make those connections. So
I'm sure you have to be able to adjust quickly to whatever's going on. How important do you think the community trust between the police department and the residents is?
I would say it's paramount, you know, because they're the ones that are seeing a lot more than we are, to where we get those calls with just information, which, you know, may send us to a certain part of town to check something out. Because, you know, we have people on shift, but we don't have enough people to cover every square mile of, you know, the new city of Dubois. And I think that communication between the public and with us helps big time in giving us an idea of what we don't see is going on and what is going on in the city of Dubois.
They're definitely your eyes and ears, and you need to hear from them to be aware of what's going on when you're not there. You can't be everywhere. Can you guys come up with an example of a time when community support really meant something for you?
There's a lot. I mean, it's a symbiotic relationship between us and the community. There's a lot of things that we can't do without them, so I mean, a lot of times you'll have somebody say, hey, I saw a vehicle got struck, I have a camera, and they just offer it to you. We use social media a lot if we need help identifying people, where somebody had something stolen from them or damaged, and the public is your greatest source of information. So it means a lot when they step up and they provide you information, and they kind of help you, you know, try to help somebody that's in need, right? We're trying to help them, whether it was a loss or damage or whatever it may be. And the community numerous times has stepped up big to help us solve the issues that we've needed to solve.
One of the things I can personally attest to, having grown up here, I left the area for about 20 years for a job at the phone company, and I lived in a community where the public really hated their police department, and it was bad for a long time, and they've since turned that around. But I remember, even as a young kid, the public seemed to have a lot of respect and support for the Du Bois and Sandy Township Police Department. And it was very rare to see the level of hatred and angst that I saw in that other community. I won't mention it in case there's some listeners that might disagree.
And for me, you know, anytime we've ever been involved with any type of benefit, our community here is very giving when it comes to benefits that have either supported one of our officers to just supported the area when benefits go on. This community is absolutely wonderful, and they always step up in those situations.
That is good to know. Can you think of one small thing that the public could do to support you guys or help the police department that would make a big difference for you?
I mean, it's just like you said earlier, it's the, you see something, say something. Again, we can't be everywhere all at one time. And if something is going on in your neighborhood and you're not seeing the police drive through there four or five times a day, and you know, there's some major things going on or even something small, you need to let us know, because that will draw our attention to it and it'll be addressed.
Do you have any guidelines that you might give the listeners about when they should or shouldn't call the police?
I mean, if you feel like you need to call the police, I would say call. I think that's kind of like a gut instinct. But, you know, back to the other question, one of the biggest things that people can do is, people a lot of times will see, you know, back to vehicles and crashes, they'll see somebody hit something or an issue with a car, and they just give us, hey, it was a white truck. You know, so that makes it pretty difficult. So I guess if I had to give a piece of advice, would be, if you can get the plate off the back of it, you know, what model of truck is it, or brand, you know, Ford, Toyota, whatever it may be, and try to give a good location where it's going. Because sometimes between the time they call and then it gets to the dispatch center and then we actually get it and we start heading that direction, I mean, you're looking at sometimes a time difference of anywhere from 5, 10, 15 minutes. So if we don't at least have a plate and a make model of the car, it can be pretty difficult to track things down.
Lots of white trucks out there, that's for sure. And I guess even if maybe they can't get the license plate, maybe there's something specific about that car, like an antenna or a broken mirror or a...
stickers on the vehicle, stickers in the back window. Is it a single cab? Is it a, you know, a crew cab? Does it have four doors? A lot of those small things do help.
So details are definitely something you need. Well, we're going to go to a message, and we'll be back with some more questions.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
We are back. You're listening to the Contact program on Connect FM, and today our guests are Officer Gornati and Officer Thompson from the new City of Du Bois Police Department, and I'm Pat Shea, your host of the Contact program. So we've got a few minutes. I had one interesting question that's kind of a follow-up to what you guys had already mentioned. How do you leave work at work?
I think that's a skill. You have to learn to, again, compartmentalize what it is that you do. You learn that because you may go to a pretty strenuous situation where people are screaming and yelling at you, and then you have to be able to turn that off, because you could turn around and there could be a kid who wants to ask you about your car. So you have to go from one pretty serious thing to being approachable and be able to positively influence the community. So through learning how to do that, you have to understand that you can't take whatever you may have seen or dealt with through the day, you can't take that home. We all have families at home, and the job can be pretty stressful. So when you get home, you don't want to take that home and make the people that you love stressed out about what you've had to deal with through your day. So
I'm sure sometimes that's hard, but I bet your wife appreciates it. Oh, of course, at your house, you want your wife to have that skill.
Yeah, she does a pretty good job.
Did you say that takes a while to learn?
It does, and I think if you know anything about law enforcement, there's a lot of officers that struggle with it. It's hard. You're dealing with people losing loved ones. You're there when you're seeing people that have passed away. You're seeing people at some of their worst moments. We're humans. We have compassion for people, so it can be hard sometimes to kind of push that away and not let that affect your life. So it does take time to develop it, but there are guys who struggle. They do have programs for officers to speak with people. And, you know, if that's something that we need, then we definitely take advantage of it.
That's great. Times have certainly changed. There's a lot more support. And with technology, you can get some online resources and even some online conversations with therapists and what have you. So I'm sure that's been a big boon for you guys. And as technology changes, it affects a lot of things, not just communications, but the ability to get information. But here's a question for you. Are you guys still using coffee, or you switch to energy drinks for your long shifts?
I'm a soda guy. That's my go-to on long shifts.
Yeah, I'm definitely an energy drink guy. Coffee makes me feel dehydrated, so I try to limit myself to one. I try to not overdo it. But
that makes sense, and energy drinks are probably more effective at keeping you awake. Well, guys, as we wrap up, I wanted to ask you, is there any message that you'd like to share with the community listening today about the police department? I did like your message about get information and try to get details. Instead of the white truck, you want to say it was a white Ford four-door and it had a Trump sticker on the back of it or whatever, so that you might be able to actually find that particular white truck. And you know what? Today, all these vehicles look the same.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is like you said, there's a department where the community may have not had the most faith in their department. I hope that our community understands they have a really professional police department in our area. We have a lot of guys who are very smart. They take different avenues to policing, which is excellent. You want to have a multifaceted approach to things. I think we're one of the more well-recognized municipal police departments, especially in our area. We are able to handle everything that we get, from a simple parking ticket up to the worst case scenarios of maybe like a homicide or something. So it's good that we work for a department where we can handle those things, and we're constantly progressing. So,
well, thank you to Officer Granati and Officer Thompson today from the Dubois City Police Department. We want to thank all of our local officers. When I say local, I mean in our area, not just municipal police, but the state police, game commission, and anybody wearing a badge and a gun today. Thank you for everything you do to keep our communities safe. Have a great day.